This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, leftists, your desperation is showing. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm watching these signs of the desperation of the left. Joe Biden bringing up impeachment.
The Republicans want to impeach me because I'm handling inflation. Or
they have to find something else to criticize me for. Now that inflation is coming down, maybe they'll decide to impeach me because it's coming down.
Yeah, perhaps. Or maybe, Joe, they'll decide to impeach you because you're a criminal. But I love this desperation that we're beginning to see on the half of the Democrats. They, every time Joe Biden is being convicted, you know, well, the court of public opinion has shifted, and you just go, oh, it's bad for Biden. Oh, there's another indictment for Trump. Another one, another this or that. And as you dig deep into these things, because I'm looking into them, I'm finally, you know, going, okay, let me look into this. They're as frivolous as all get out. Frivolous. They just want him in the news. We're going to play a clip. Shannon Breen makes a comment that 51% of the people think Trump did something illegal. Okay, what's the poll of Biden? What is the poll of the number of people that think Biden did something illegal? And oh, by the way, if indeed Trump did something illegal and 51% of people believe it, why is he still kicking so much butt? Again, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The Democrats have nothing. Remember during the hearings about the Bidens and with the whistleblowers and the Democrats, what were their excuses? Well, this is all about Donald Trump. It's about Trump. None of them said, you know, Hunter didn't do that. Where was all the cacophony of Hunter's innocent? He's a great guy. Oh, he's done nothing wrong. None of them, they've done nothing wrong. Where are the Democrats going? He's done nothing wrong. I spent a little bit of time on this very program talking about the New York Times saying, you know what? Biden did lie. He lied not once, not twice, but thrice. Never talked to my son, never was engaged with him in business matters, and we didn't take any money. Oh, lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. Talk about a song written for the Biden family. That should be his. That should have been his swearing into office theme song. Lie, 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 lie. I beat Donald Trump. Lie, 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 lie. All lies, man. Everything this dude does is a lie. And it. I said this earlier. It floors me that people try to act like, oh, how dare you say Biden's a liar? How dare I? There's so much evidence of Biden being a liar. He was a liar then, and he's a liar now. And as I said, outgrow it. Outgrow it. Come to grips. It's not that big of a deal, man. People will probably like you for who you are. No reason to go, ooh, I'm bigger than what I said. I mean, look, you're a senator. Okay, you got there. He could come back and go, you know, guys, I got to tell you. I look back on my career, how I started it. You know, I lied about this. I used my family. And it just goes to show you, because this would be Trump. He'd be saying, like, you know, it just goes, really shows you a couple things. One, it shows you me, the weakness of me, that I didn't feel good enough about who I was, to tell you the truth about myself, number one. And number two, it also shows you sort of the what you feel like politics makes you do. You feel like you got to become superhuman. You got to be something bigger than life to be respected. And you know what we really are as representatives of you? We are ordinary Joes living our lives the way you live yours. And that is what keeps us near you. That is what keeps us humble. That is what keeps us as a servant. We're not trying to be bigger than life. And I vow from this point forward to give you the truth and to represent you and to explain things in a way that you understand why I'm doing it. And I'm not going to sell you out. Now, see, you have a conversation like that with the American people and you probably do okay. The American people are very forgiving in that respect. Donald Trump, when asked, well, you took advantage. You, Mr. Trump, you're a billionaire. Yeah, he goes, you're right. The rules were written for me. And you know what? I don't think it's fair. I've looked at it, and I don't think it's fair. It's not going to change. If somebody doesn't step in like me and do it, no one else will. Because the rules favor us too much. That's essentially what Trump declared. That is why when the left goes, what's his big appeal? Why everybody going for Trump? You know, and the Republicans are going, why can't we win him back? Because you don't have anybody doing that, Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell blinks out for 18 seconds, comes right back on, nothing happened.
I'm still here. I'm still talking to you.
He couldn't even say, you know what, guys? Had a moment. As you get older, you do have those moments. And I will tell you this. If I continue to have those moments, then I will definitely have to look at, can I continue to serve? I'll get back with you. What would you have done? Would you go, ooh, I tell you what, that's the most honest thing I've heard a politician say in a long time. No, Mitch McConnell didn't do that.
It's all business as usual. It's all good. I ain't going anywhere till I'm dying here.
Yeah, because that power, folks, is an elixir. McConnell doesn't want to go anywhere. Where is he going to be? When he goes back to regular life, nobody cares about him. He's former senator. He's well past his expiration date. He just becomes an old dude. A wannabe. A has-been, I should say. Not a wannabe, but a has-been. And they all want that. They want that power that stays there. McConnell knows he should have been gone a long time ago. It's one of the only, again, politics, and certainly uniparty politics, is one of the places where the weak want to maintain that power as long as they can. There is no succession plan that says, look, this is a person that really knows what they're doing. We want to bring this person in because, you know, he can replace me. He cares about the people. They don't care about us. Either party. Either party. But we got to pick our poison, right? So I picked the Republican poison because you're watching the Democrats, what happens when they're in control. And I'm going to tell you, even though there are a lot of uniparty people there, they don't like it that Biden is in control and that the Democrats are in control. There's enough tension in the uniparty, we can separate them. But you want to know the biggest way you break up the uniparty? You want to know how you do it? I know you're paying attention now, right? You coalesce. You let them know that, and I was asked this question, should we coalesce around Donald Trump right now? And my answer is, do you understand how powerful that would be if there was no, if Trump were impenetrable? We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I left off the last segment with a pretty provocative question. What happens if the left sees Trump as impenetrable? I was asked that question on the radio. Kevin, what do you think would happen if Donald Trump just got stronger and stronger with every indictment, his numbers grew, etc.? What would happen? And there's one of two outcomes. One is they really go after him and get him on some technicality, which he would continue to fight. I don't think that's going to happen. But two would be it'd scare the living daylights out of him. And that is the level of desperation the Democrats find themselves at. I've titled this segment, Leftist Desperation 2, because we talked about it earlier. Former President Donald Trump on Sunday insisted that security tapes at his Mar-a-Lago club and residence in Florida were not deleted and, in fact, were handed over to special counsel Jack Smith. Now, the reason why I'm reading this, Fox News report, is the media reported Trump was lying about turning over the tapes, that he tried to abscond with them, that he didn't want to turn them over. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, Trump supposedly did. Do you understand how ridiculous that is? It would be like saying, Kevin, we know you have a tape of yourself doing some illicit stuff, and you didn't. We know you didn't want to turn it over, but you did turn it over. If I had tapes of me doing illicit stuff, do you think I'd turn it over? Anyway, this question came up. Shannon Bream is interviewing Trump's attorney, and I want to dissect it a bit because I think you'll understand how weird this is. And Fox is trying to appear fair and balanced, but Shannon Bream, it's not one of her better interviews, and I think you'll see what I'm talking about. But let's get that queued up.
Former President Trump, who remains the odds-on frontrunner for the Republican nomination for the White House, facing intense legal pressure, indictments in two cases, and under investigation in at least two others. New charges this week in a case that accuses him of mishandling classified documents, and potential indictments in a case alleging attempts to overturn the 2020 election, including January 6th and alleged interference in Georgia, where this week barricades were placed outside the Fulton County Courthouse ahead of possible charges there. Joining us now, Alina Hava, legal spokesperson for former President Trump and general counsel for the Save America Leadership PAC. Alina, welcome back to Fox News Sunday.
Thank you. Good morning.
Okay, so let's start here. The president said on Thursday he felt his legal team, attorneys, had had good meetings with the Justice Department, but by that afternoon he had been indicted on new federal criminal charges. Was that a shock to you? Are you bracing for the next indictment?
Nothing is a shock to me anymore coming out from this Department of Justice, this Biden administration, as President Trump mentioned, meritless garland, group of people. Let's be clear, this is election interference. So, no, the charges are never a surprise to us because they can't stop him. He's got 18% turned of independence towards Trump. And this is what happens when you're winning in the polls and the Democrats can't win. They have nothing left to do.
Okay, let's talk about another poll. This one comes out this week showing a majority of Americans, 51%, now do believe that President Trump did something illegal. Another 27% think he did something at least unethical. So how do you overcome that perception with jurors? That's the first step, and also with voters.
Yeah. I think with the facts. So let's talk about the facts, which the American people need to know. In that indictment, the new superseding indictment that came out, which they tried to get another headline for President Trump, was facts that said that President Trump did what? What was the obstruction of justice? Because no tapes were deleted. He turned them over. He cooperated, as he always does. But they would like the American public to believe in these bogus indictments that there are some facts that say that President Trump was obstructing justice. When he has his turn in court and when we get to file our papers, you will see that every single video, every single surveillance tape that was requested was turned over. If President Trump didn't want something turned over, I assure you, that is something that could have been done, but he never would act like that.
Let's stop there for just a second. So, I saw these things. Donald Trump wasn't turnover or was trying to collude and not turning it over. And I think they it's become the joke that they are going after the gardener or two more employees that are so obscure in all of this. They're trying to scare these guys. And it's the same thing they did with Paul Manafort and what they did with Mike Flynn and all this. If you breathe the same air as Trump for 5 seconds, you're under indictment. Now, before we pivot back to Alina, her name is Alina Hava, Trump's attorney, I want to just say she's going to get into the common sense aspect of this, but you don't even need to. She's already touched on it, and I did earlier. If Trump wanted to destroy evidence, he could have done it. And what Shannon Bream asked next is just horrible journalism. Now, before we get into those, I want to go back to some of the other things that they said. Alina Hava said they can't stop Trump. He's got an 18% lead in independence. She said 18% of independence, which is a little, it was unclear. He's leading the Democrats with independence 18%. So, in other words, it's like, for the sake of this discussion, 60-40 or, 59-41. So he's leading 18% with independents, carrying the independent vote. Karl Rove, who I have zero belief in, but he says something like this. If Biden loses only 1% of the black vote in Georgia, then he can't win. Look, that's just not true. Karl Rove has become irrelevant. all the pollsters have become irrelevant because the Democrats cheat. Trump brought more of the black vote than anybody, and they still cheated him out of it. But here's what I want you to understand. What Karl Rove is saying is, and I can back it up, even though he didn't say this directly. Joe Biden cannot win the black vote. He can't win the Latino vote. In other words, he's slipping in every statistical category the same as it was in 2020, only worse. And they have there's no safety net for the Democrats. So I'm going to just say it again. I've said it 100 times, if not 1,000 times. Joe Biden's not going to be their nominee. He's done. But whoever they shoehorn in, and they better get to doing it quickly. And let me tell you the reason why they are in no hurry to go ahead and let Gavin Newsom have the gavel, to take the mantle. Is because it doesn't matter who they put in. They plan on cheating. Now, before you get dismayed, I want you to understand they aren't going to be able to get away with what they got away with last time. And they want you to believe that if you put Donald Trump in, you can't win. But everything that they're doing proves otherwise. Everything that they are showing us says Trump is the guy. He's untouchable. So when I go back to what this radio guy asked me, Kevin, what happens if they rally around Trump? What happens if we rally around Trump? Drop the next 2 indictments. Do what you want to do. And then look at the next poll. Now, Shannon Breen, I don't know what poll she used, where she cherry-picked it and said 51% of people think Trump did something illegal. But I don't believe that. I believe that every time they come out with this nonsense, it only makes Trump stronger. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Fitch is downgrading its U.S. debt rating from the highest AAA rating to AA+. Several factors were cited, including a steady deterioration in standards of governance over the last 2 decades. The man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue has been sentenced to death. A federal jury reached that unanimous decision today. Jurors deliberated for about 10 hours over 2 days. Joe Recht is president of Pittsburgh's Dor Hadash Synagogue.
I am feeling a sense of relief that after 4.5 years,
the world has heard again about the horrific acts on October 27, 2018, and the shooter is being held accountable for those awful acts.
Robert Bowers was convicted in June on more than 60 charges in the 2018 shooting. Gas prices are hitting a nine-month high. AAA reporting the national average for regular unleaded is $3.80 a gallon. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It seems that the media and social media missed the latest disinformation campaign by the left when they accused Donald Trump of deleting security tapes from Mar-a-Lago. You think any of them are going to correct it? Donald Trump said Mar-a-Lago security tapes were not deleted. They were voluntarily handed over to the thugs headed up by deranged Jack Smith. We didn't even go to the court to stop them from getting these tapes. I never told anybody to delete them. Prosecutorial fiction and misconduct. Election interference. Folks, I don't know what falls, you know, qualifies as election interference better than it, everything that we're witnessing right now. Donald Trump is a declared candidate, and every time you turn around, these people are waging some BS excuse to try to get him. And I'm going to tell you, if we were smart as conservatives, I don't care what you feel about Donald Trump, you should be asking yourself, what's the other side of this? Should the left be allowed to get away with this? Forget Trump. Insert here for the name. Whoever. Should they be treated like this? And the short answer is no. So you should be rallying around, insert here, no matter what. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Leftist desperation. And Shannon Breen is interviewing Alina Habba, who's Trump's attorney. And Shannon Breen, after Alina Habba says, look, Donald Trump turned over the tape. Everything I just read. We didn't delete anything. I didn't talk to anybody about deleting them. We gave them to those thugs because there's nothing to hide. Now, let me ask you this. You think that they're going to give us the security tapes for the White House so when they were looking for the cocaine drop? They won't even give us the security tapes for what's going on with January 6th, which they claim Trump incited an insurrection. Why won't they give over those? Oh, it could disclose sources and methods of the FBI. You mean the cheating FBI that's in collusion with the Democrats to get Trump? It might reveal what they did? Come on, y'all. Obstruction of justice is what they're saying? Let me tell you, obstruction of justice is what's happening on the left. They don't want us to know what's really going on. And they will do whatever it takes to get rid of Trump. Two existing indictments that right now Alvin Bragg is hoping to get out of his. He's hoping that, I'm telling you, this is the word on the street. He's embarrassed of how this is going to make him look because Trump, it will easily get out of that. He raised a misdemeanor to a felony on something the statute of limitations has run out on, and he wants to try to use some obscure little thing to make it a new federal crime, which would have no statute of limitations, of which he'd still be raising it from a misdemeanor to a felony, a guy whose reputation is taking felonies down to misdemeanors. I just want to put it in perspective for you. So he's looking for a way out. And the other people are going, okay, let's just see if we can throw stuff at him, throw stuff at him. And I'm telling you, I've said it before. I was watching Trump slowly go down. It would have been a fight. If DeSantis or Hawley or Cruz or somebody else stepped in, it would have been a real fight. It's not. DeSantis was the chosen one. I'm going to do a show on just him. DeSantis was the chosen one. He can get no traction. Now, Chris Christie argues, well, at this time, back at the time when Donald was running, Mr. Trump was running, you know, he was at 8% or 6%. And look at where he ended up. Let me tell you something. I don't care. You can name them all. Vivek Ramaswamy, by the way, polling higher than Mike Pence. Okay, Pence. Okay, Chris Christie, mention him. Okay, the golden child, Ron DeSantis. Nikki Haley. Asa Hutchinson. They want to, oh, look at all the, I told you the first strategy was look at the number of people running against Donald Trump. Woo, look at this. Look over here, boy. He's got lots of competition. Look who's running against Joe Biden. The only one who's declared, RFK Jr. So you by those two measuring sticks, the Democrats got one in the win column, right? Wrong. Add all those people up together, and I don't even think they got enough to debate. Mike Pence has to get a certain number of donors in order to debate. Let me tell you something. I don't think he'll make it. Nobody cares. Ron DeSantis, by the way, doesn't have enough donors right now to make it to the debate. So if these are the people that they're going to gang up on Donald Trump, good luck. And for the record, I'm not trying to be a Trump fan. What I'm telling you is I'm a strategist. And the strategy would have been this. Not a single Republican declare to go against Trump. Oh, by the way, against Biden is also that lady that runs with the Green Party or the Libertarians, whatever. I forget her name. But there's no serious candidates over there right now. But there are no serious candidates against Donald Trump. The one they wanted to be the serious candidate is Ron DeSantis. And let me tell you what the strategy should have been. Every one of those people who were asked to run, if they had said, I will not run against Donald Trump. In fact, I support him. If DeSantis had said that, he's on the VP. He's a VP on the ticket. Now, if he's trying to be a VP, he went about it the wrong way. Because he could have easily done it. That was what I secretly hoped would happen. It would be Trump and DeSantis on the ticket. But now it's a damaged ticket. But I want you to just imagine for a second, if Donald Trump, if none of those people ran against him, they all endorsed him, where would we be right now? I mean, can you imagine if the Republicans decided to stick together to not... Because here's what I'm going to tell you. This isn't a Democrat ploy to get Trump. This is a Republican ploy. These are Rhino, Lincoln, whatever, those Lincoln guy Republicans who are running around saying, just get in the race. Get in the race. We'll fund it. We'll get you the money. If you found out who's funding all these races, Asa Hutchinson and all of them, I promise you, the candidates have been guaranteed to come out of it with millions of dollars in their campaigns. All they got to do is declare. I'm going to play the second part of this Shannon Breen interview before we run out of time.
Let's talk about the indictment, because you bring this up, and there are allegations now that he, with a couple of other employees at Mar-a-Lago, had conversations. There are allegations about trying to get rid of surveillance video once it was under subpoena. So let me read from the indictment. This is the new superseding indictment. D. Oliveira, the property manager there at Mar-a-Lago, told Trump employee 4 that, quote, the boss wanted the server deleted. This is where the surveillance video was. Trump employee 4 responded that he would not know how to do that and that he did not believe he had the rights to do that. Trump employee 4 told D. Oliveira would have to reach out to another employee who was a supervisor of security for Trump's business organization. D. Oliveira then insisted to Trump employee 4 that, quote, the boss wanted the server deleted and asked, what are we going to do? You rightly say that the tapes were turned over. I mean, they're in custody of the Justice Department. But the question is, was there an attempt to try to make sure that didn't happen?
Well, let's be clear. If there was an attempt by somebody who lives in a home, take out President Trump, who owns a company, he owns it, he owns the IT, he pays for all these employees. If there was an attempt for him to not turn over documents or he wanted something deleted, do you not think that that's something he couldn't have gotten done? Let's just use common sense.
Does it sound like
the American public forgets to use common sense?
I mean, that's the allegation, is that he did try to talk to
the
employees, and that these employees said, we may have to talk to someone else. I don't know that I can even do that.
Shannon, I know the facts, and the facts are when President Trump gets a subpoena, it goes to the organization turns it over. That is what actually happened. I've been an attorney for the president during this whole process, and I can assure you that is not the case.
Now I realize Shannon Breeze is doing her job, but come on, you have to ask that question speculatively. So Trump employee 3 said that he was asked to turn over, to delete this, but he says, I can't do it without approval and all that. Yeah, that's how conspiracies work. Trump wouldn't ask anybody to do anything that wasn't his right-hand man. I want you to just explain how conspiracies work. You have someone you trust implicitly, 100%. You know, one of your body men. They do the dirty work. There would only be one person that would be able to say that. It wouldn't be employee number 3 and employee number 4, and I can't do this or do that. And to Alina Haba's credit, she's like, why would we do this? If he wanted to delete it, believe me, he'd get it done. That's what billionaires do. They get stuff done. But instead, we turned it over. And oh, by the way, wait until we get to court. We'll show you everything. But here's what the interesting thing about this, the allegation, is like with all things left, how do you prove it? You got to browbeat some gardener or some other Trump employee and pretend that they did it? Let me tell you, all they got to do, Trump would say, okay, great, get their cell phones. Let's geo-track them during this period. Let's see exactly what they were doing. And, I mean, again, how are you going to, and it's not for Trump to disprove that some allegation by somebody, but I'm saying that's what the Democrats like to, there's speculation and employees are giving him up because they don't like him. This is absolute, utter hogwash.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
17,500 emails that she lied about turning over. The server wiped. Within weeks of there being a report that she had a private server, it was wiped. She thought that C, which stands for classified, stood for cookie or something, which stands for classified. Okay. She thought that drone strikes are not classified. She said that the reason she used the private server is for convenience and that she only had one device. She used 13 BlackBerries, let me finish, and 5 iPads. This is somebody who is absolutely disqualified from becoming president. They destroyed BlackBerries with hammers in the State Department. That's not what won the presidency.
Actually,
Hang on, Evan Perez. Hammers, fact check that for me, please, on the fly.
Yes, they did, Brooke. As you mentioned, there were 13 devices, mobile devices, and 5 iPads that the FBI said that, you know, in some way were used with her private email server, and they did, in some cases, just destroy them with hammer.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, talking about the desperation of the left. That was a clip of a guy who's explaining what Hillary Clinton did. And I titled this session, Leftist Desperation, the Case Against the Left. Meaning, what have they done? If you're going to try to prosecute Trump, what have they done? Now, they've accused Donald Trump of having taken, destroying his tapes. They said, oh, he talked with people and there was a cabal and Donald Trump wanted to destroy the tapes. But what ultimately happened? They got them. They got the tapes. So it's really funny that Donald Trump is presented a subpoena. He doesn't bleach bit anything. He doesn't take a hammer to any hard drives or to photographic materials, videotapes, or anything else. He doesn't destroy the media, you know, the hard drive, the memory card, or anything like that. Nothing. He turns it over to Jack Smith, and they go, well, he was potentially doing it. He was colluding, and we heard a rumor that he might have been. We were talking to the boyfriend's girl's daughter of the second cousin of the first man's cab driver, whatever, right? And this is what they come back with. And then we play the clip of a guy telling you exactly what Hillary Clinton did. Classified documents. And by the way, that's another thing they're trying to get Trump on. And I say to Trump, and I mean, I'm no legal beagle, but I would say, well, listen, I don't know how you can determine intent, but my classified documents were not, you know, I didn't do anything with a basement bathroom server. I didn't destroy any evidence. They came and got it. It was still there. I didn't bleach bit. I didn't burn anything. I didn't determine what you could have and couldn't have, etc. And oh, by the way, I'm the guy that came up with Make America Great Again and America First. I'm not the guy running the Clinton Global Initiative, which is a crooked organization that does nothing except launder money for the world's oligarchs and have made over 100 times my income while I'm in public service. I'm not that guy. I'm not the guy that kept classified documents in a Chinese in the Chinese funded think tank at the University of Pennsylvania and gave access to the Chinese to that information. I'm not the one who won't tell you who came to Mar-a-Lago as a guest and had my information in a, you know, classified information next to my Corvette in my garage. I'm not the one whose son is in business with the Chinese and used language that could have only come from State Department communiques. I'm not that guy. Trump said, his attorney said, when we get into court, we get to file our papers, you will see that every single video, every single surveillance tape that was requested was turned over. That won't matter. They want to get Trump in public opinion. And they think piling on is going to do it. They think that there'll be another indictment, another. Let me put it to you this way. And I don't know if you felt this way, but I'll ask you. So, now I'm not one of these, but I do understand it because I did hear it from some people. So let's say the initial thing that you hear is that Trump's being indicted over classified documents, and they raided Mar-a-Lago. Oh, my gosh. And you're going, okay, woo, this must be serious, okay? And they put the media spin on it and all this other stuff. Now, you can put that right beside the fact they did nothing to Joe Biden, nothing close, but that's okay. Let's just pretend that Trump's is more egregious than Joe Biden's, even though Joe Biden did his was as a senator and as a VP and had no ability to declassify. Let's just go through that. Let's just concede all that. So you got that with Trump. Now you got to determine what was he doing with the information. Did he set up shell companies? Is he dealing with the Chinese? Can you imagine if Trump had set up shell companies and had been in business with the Chinese and he had these documents, what we would be talking about? But none of that occurred. So all they got are the documents and the fact that there's a dispute with the National Archives over the documents. And Stephen Miller he made the biggest joke about it, that that's it's a beef between the president and a library. That's what they got him on. And then you hear the Hillary piece. Everything she did. Hillary didn't turn over her emails. She selectively did. Hillary didn't turn over her hard drives. She didn't turn over her BlackBerry phones and other communications equipment. And she lied and said she only had one phone. And I'm not going to play the clip again, but they took you to go back and listen to it if you want on the program. But they took you through a litany of the things that Hillary Clinton had done that make you understand that this was with intent. There's not one iota of intent with Donald Trump, and yet they did the first indictment, okay? So it raised eyebrows, right? You're like, oh, okay, ooh, it could be serious. Then Alvin Bragg comes along, and he says, you know what? I got him. I got him on this misdemeanor that I'm going to raise to a felony, and despite the statute of limitations being done, I can get him. Then Letitia James comes along and says, I can get him too on, I don't know, Trump University or something. So she creates some BS. Have you heard anything about her case, by the way, the AG of New York? Then they say, well, Donald Trump tried to subvert the election with January 6th. And what do we learn about January 6th? They don't want to turn over the tapes. FBI informants were all the way through. Ray Epps wasn't arrested or even investigated. And he's seen in multiple videos inciting people to go in and do something. The FBI doesn't want to turn it over because they go, well, it could reveal sources and methods. And you might find out that we were in cahoots with the Democrats. But let's indict Trump on J6. I don't know how many of these it takes for you to go, oh my gosh, they got him again on January. What? Oh my goodness. But, or are you like me? Where you go, okay, none of these, there's somebody else that did it in every single instance. Somebody else is just as guilty or far more guilty. And you've done nothing. You want to investigate Trump's son-in-law, but you won't investigate Hunter. You try to shut down investigations of Hunter. You collude. You shut down the IRS, the people who are supposed to go do due diligence on this to make sure that it's equal justice. And oh, by the way, let's not forget the guy who served as president, who you now torment and target, is the one guy who said, I know the rules. I don't think the rules are fair for all Americans, and I'm going to expose the rules. But he's the one being persecuted. Meanwhile, everybody else who's breaking the rules are getting away with it. When does it switch? Because I'm going to tell you, it didn't take long for me. I don't care about Donald Trump, but I do care about justice. And when I see a guy who's gotten under their skin to such a degree, I then start to look at him, and I ask myself, what would I be doing? Would I fight that hard? Would I want to give up? I wouldn't give up, personally, but I know a lot of people who would. I know a lot of politicians who would capitulate, go along to get along, want to get this monkey off their back, but not Trump. You cannot like his personal life. You cannot like that he's divorced. You cannot like some of the rumors about him. You cannot like his business practices. You cannot like his carriage, how he carries himself, whatever. But let me tell you, what you should like is a lot deeper. You should like his resolve. You should like that this is a guy that says, I'm not going to let you win. And oh, by the way, I'm going to show you every time they lose, I'm going to talk about it. And I'm going to talk about everything they put against me. That's why Trump fights down against DeSantis. He calls him de sanctimonious and goes on. It's because he says, I will fight as dirty as they will because I know what they are putting you through. And if you don't like it, put one of those clowns in. But you're going to get what you get, which is, you ready? More of the same. The Democrats are desperate. It shows in every fiber of their being. Let's keep them that way.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.